This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. The Israeli military says it's hunting Hamas in Gaza, its commanders, its infrastructure, any important target, it says. This after Prime Minister Netanyahu vowed there would be no ceasefire.
Calls for a ceasefire are calls for Israel to surrender to Hamas, to surrender to terrorism, to surrender to barbarism. That will not happen.
The AP's Charles de Ledesma on the fighting in Gaza.
Ground forces are attacking Hamas militants and infrastructure in the area, while the military says some 800,000 people have fled since the war began more than 3 weeks ago, even as warplanes continue to strike from end to end of the sealed-off territory. Buoyed by a successful rescue of a captive held by Hamas, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has rejected calls for a ceasefire and vowed to crush the militant group's ability to govern Gaza or threaten Israel. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
President Biden wants to send billions in aid immediately to both Israel and Ukraine as it battles Russia. This morning, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin and Secretary of State Antony Blinken are testifying at a Senate hearing. Are you making more money these days? Well, wages and benefits grew at a slightly faster pace in the July-September quarter. That's good news for workers, but it can also fuel inflation if companies choose to pass on the higher labor costs in the form of higher prices. It's Halloween, and trick-or-treaters may want to pile on that extra coat. It's going to be cold in the east and the central part of the nation, says the National Weather Service. Halloween afternoon temperatures only reaching the 40s and the 50s for many, with 30s in the Midwest, it says. Britain's King Charles is visiting Kenya, his first state visit to a Commonwealth country as king. This is AP News. President Biden's working on AI rules.
The White House is working to rein in artificial intelligence with a new executive order to require the industry to develop safeguards.
The most consequential technology of our time.
President Biden signed a sweeping executive order with guidelines on developing artificial intelligence, which he says does a lot of good.
Exploring the universe, fighting climate change, ending cancer as we know it. And so much more.
And a lot of bad.
Deepfakes. Use AI-generated audio and video to smear reputations, spread fake news, and commit fraud.
His executive order requires companies to develop safety and security standards, new consumer protections, and orders federal agencies to oversee the technology. I'm Jackie Quinn.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.